Well, congratulations to Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, a first health system in West Michigan to offer a new laser treatment for kidney stones, providing faster, easier, and more thorough relief for patients suffering from this painful condition. Let's turn to you, Dr. Jana Thompson, to give us the specifics. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you.
You're welcome. Share your specialty.
So I'm a urologist by training, but I also had subspecialty training in female pelvic conditions, so essentially a urogynecologist as well. So mostly I treat women with prolapse and incontinence, but as a urologist, kidney stones are extremely common, so I see many patients that have this condition as well.
Thank you. And again, serving with Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, in our conversation now with yet another first. So here we go. First of all, let me ask the basic question. What's a kidney stone?
Well, kidney stones are little buggers. They are made of hard deposits made out of minerals and salts. And these little hard stone material get stuck along the urinary tract and cause quite a bit of pain.
Are there risk factors, and then move into a sign or symptom? Is it an immediate issue?
Definitely. So the risk factors, unfortunately, tend to be our diet, particularly diets that are high in protein, sugar, and especially salt. Most people know that kidney stones are probably made of calcium, or at least if they've done some reading on it. But it's usually not a problem of calcium. It's usually a problem of salt. Salt acts like calcium's buddy. And so in order for the calcium to get into the urine, it needs salt. So if we try to work on lowering our salt and increasing our fluid during the day, that can go a long way to helping prevent these things. The kidney stones themselves usually show up by intense pain. Many women that I treat will tell me that the stones are worse than childbirth. These little hard deposits have edges to them, and so the movement of the kidney stone creates the pain as well as just pressure within the kidney. And a lot of times people can see blood in their urine as well as another sign or symptom of the stone.
How have they and or how are they traditionally treated?
Yeah, so traditionally we treat most kidney stones in three ways, but two of those surgeries are the most common. One is what we call shockwave lithotripsy, litho meaning stone and tripsy meaning breaking up stone. So that is done where we administer kind of like an ultrasonic treatment through the side of the body to break up the stone from the inside. So it tries to break it up into dust pieces that then pass easier. But another way that we treat stones, which is what we're going to talk about today, is called ureteroscopy. Ureter being the tube that takes urine from the kidney to the bladder, and oscopy meaning looking in that tube. So a camera is passed into the urinary system, and similar to a colonoscopy, this little camera can see inside this tiny tube and find the stone, and then we break that up with lasers. All of this obviously being done under anesthesia.
Yes, that might not be a bad idea for that. You have teamed up with, what, Olympus America to offer this? Is it the Soltiv Super Pulse Laser System, Dr. Thompson?
Yes. This technology, we've had lasers for many years, but this is new technology that we've been waiting for probably the last 20 years. And this Soltiv technology, what makes it more effective is that it breaks kidney stones up at low energy, but much higher frequency. And so we can treat stones in about half the time that we were previously able to based on the technology that we had. The other interesting thing that most people wouldn't think about is that as you're breaking up that stone, sometimes it breaks up into pieces, and then those pieces are kind of moving away from us, or we're chasing them. And so the other advantage of this kidney stone laser technology is that it doesn't as the stone breaks up, it doesn't break them up so forcefully that then we're chasing fragments. So it's called less retropulsion. They don't move away from us as fast or as quickly. And so we're able then to, again, improve the time in which we're treating the stones.
Urologist Dr. Janet Thompson with us, talking all things Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, as a first in West Michigan to obtain laser technology benefiting kidney stone patients. Is this normally done on an outpatient procedure, Dr. Thompson?
Yes. Most kidney stone surgeries, including this ureteroscopy surgery, are done outpatient, which is nice. But as you can imagine, if a patient comes in and then we're able to treat their stone more quickly, they're receiving anesthesia much less time. And then the cost, not only to the patient, but the hospital is going to be less because they're moving through that surgical suite in a more rapid time, obviously well monitored, right. But they're not having to be there, as long. And especially under anesthesia, as long has benefits for all ages of patients.
In general, women and men obviously get kidney stones, one greater than the other?
Yeah, men and women both get them, but men definitely are more likely to get them. It's estimated that about 1 in 10 people will have a kidney stone in their lifetime, and that would be about 10% for men and 7% for women.
Yes, and of course, a very strong National Kidney Foundation for resource availability as well. All right. Well, Dr. Thompson, sounds like Cutting Edge has once again hit the grounds of your services. Yeah. How? What else would you like to share in closing?
Well, just that it's been great working at Metro Health because they really do advocate for the patients. They tend to listen to the doctors and the surgeons when we tell them, we know this technology may cost more, but it has a huge benefit for the patient. In this particular case, not only in treating the patient's stone more quickly, but in also trying to reduce cost when we look at overall cost of a day in surgery. So, the benefits are amazing. And the staff that we have at Metro Park East, where this laser technology are fantastic to work with and are really also advocates for patients.
Awesome. Well, stay strong, healthy in these times, and thanks for treating the kidney stone in this way. Dr. Thompson, how do we find out more information?
Well, you can definitely find out more information, particularly about kidney stones, by going to the American Urologic Association. But you can also go on the Metro Health website and learn more about this technology as well as the facility at Metro Health Park East.
Wonderful. MetroGR.org. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.